Hello, humans of the world. Welcome to Thoughts and Locks, a podcast about sports news, sports gambling.
Overweight pitchers.
Shout out Bartolo.
Russian hockey.
Shout out Vlad P. Korean baseball.
Yeah.
Almost everything in between.
Yeah, we do bet on the NFL and the NBA as well.
To be continued. Well, my name is Neil Patel.
And I am, said it like a local, and I am John Douglas.
Second of his name.
And the reason we like gambling, I guess, is I like betting on Ronaldo in Champions League. He seems to always win.
I want
to
quit.
Yeah, I like Messi more than Ronaldo.
A topic of discussion.
Yeah, I think Neil hates Ronaldo more than just about any other athlete.
He wears socks to bed. That's just an objective fact.
I think he's jealous. He also has had some run-ins with the women, but, you know, that's neither here nor there.
Who are we to judge?
We also, there was a Rays-Yankees game a few months back where Travis Day Arnaud hit three homers in a game.
Oh, hey, Arnold.
And big I bet fan. On Rays' money line for lots of money, like a lot of money. And then they were down 2-1 in the game, so I did, the Yankees were down 2-1.
The fear was high.
Yeah, so I did Yankees plus 1.5 at some point to hedge out, and then I did over 8 to hedge out 2.
The mind games.
And it was 4-2 in the ninth inning.
And who's Travis, up at plate? Who's
Travis D'Arnaud had all of the runs for the Rays. He had two solo homers, and then he had a 3-run bomb, and that, oh man, talk about texting friends and being happy and sending Snapchats. That was awesome.
One for me would be Tony Kroos in the World Cup, a good old game against the Swedes. It was 1-1 going into
Was Ibra playing?
Unfortunately, no. Ibra was setting well, up domination
that's
in the MLS.
That's why Tony Kroos did. Ibra would have been goalkeeper.
Tony Kroos was saved the Germans in the 90th plus minute with a glorious free kick. A glorious free kick that also won Neil money, which
is
always nice.
Yeah, winning Neil money is nice, but winning John money is a little better. But anyway, we'll be coming out on Tuesdays and Fridays. It is right now in the world, Antonio Brown just punched Mike Mayock or something.
And Vontaze Burfict, the man of reason, 2019. What a year.
Richie Incognito actually was incognito. He didn't, you know, I think he's anti-bowling now.
I guess the rehab worked or something.
Which is pretty wild.
But anyway. They gave him.
Will Antonio Brown affect your fantasy team? Who cares?
Because I got Josh Jacobs, baby.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you should have done a draft. Anyway, Tuesdays and Fridays, sports gambling, thoughts and logs presented by Sportsologist.
No. You can cut that out.